All right, he is the fearless leader of radio station WFMU. He has been our leader for, oh my gosh, for almost as long as I've been at this radio station. And once he decided to keep me here, which was a battle he had within himself for quite a while, we have got on to greater heights together. He has witnessed this radio show become one of the world's most influential radio programs. And he takes great pride in what we have done. And he's here for our State of the Station address because only Ken Friedman can give us a proper update as to how necessary your funds are. Ken Friedman, our fearless leader, welcome to JM in the AM.
Nahum Siegel, great to be here with you.
Can you believe it?
You're looking and sounding better than you have in a while.
Thank you.
We'll have to start marathoning every day of the year.
Oh, if only. Oh, whatever.
The state of the station is strong, Nahum Siegel.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
The state of the station. Tell everybody how easy it is to run a radio station, Ken. Go ahead. Tell everybody how easy it is to do this.
Let's not go there. But I will tell you that we are making our final attempt at fixing the New York City booster. We have not given up the ship yet, and we have a brand new chief engineer who actually thinks that he may be able to repair that. Not that it's going to have a huge effect on most listeners, but it could make the over-the-air signal better. But we will know within a couple of months. He's made great strides in attempting to fix that. We're currently trying to overhaul the JM and the AM and WFMU web operations, which is why things might seem a little bit different to people who are pledging online this year. We do hope that they will pledge at the Rosh Chodesh level.
Very good.
Which we got a great $36 a month pledge earlier this morning. That was really exciting to see.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great way to help JM and the AM is to make a monthly pledge of any amount, $10 or higher, $18 a month, $36 a month, anything you can afford. Huge help to the station because it keeps the money coming in on a regular basis all year round.
Right.
Other things that are going on, Nahum, you know that part of our building here in Jersey City is falling down.
He's serious when he says that. Yes, he's serious.
I am serious. And
the building we're in right now.
The building we are in right now, the portion towards the parking lot is falling down. And we are gearing up on a major construction project to fix it. The good news is that we are not a tenant, that we do not have a landlord. We don't have to worry about being evicted.
We own the building.
The bad news is that we are not a tenant and that we own our own building.
And we got to take care of it ourselves.
Yeah. But we have many transmitter sites, we have many studios, and it is very expensive to operate the radio station. And this is the only time of the year that we come on over the air, which is incredibly rare. I'm not sure how many people realize how unusual that is. Most community and public radio stations interrupt their programming 3 or 4 times a year. We only do it this one time a year, which is why it's important for people to call or pledge now at 800-989-9368 or go to jmintheam.org/pledge.
It is rare that it's only once a year, which again people don't realize, but all right, we often drum that or try to drum that home. How long will this construction project take in your estimation?
Definitely a few months.
And it'll take a hefty amount of money.
3 to 6 months. Yes. We are borrowing money from the state of New Jersey. We fortunately got a fairly low interest loan to do that, but it's still going to put a huge crimp in our operations. We're not going to be able to broadcast from our usual studio for perhaps 3 months.
Right.
We're going to have to do a lot of reconstruction that is not being funded by the loan that's going to be funding the construction. We're going to have to do a massive amount of rewiring of our studios, and that's not going to be funded. Except from our own fundraising. So, we have a lot going on, a lot of good things going on, a lot of growing pains, and a lot of modernization. And this is the only time of the year that we get a chance to ask you for your support to help us pull all these things off and keep JM and the AM not only on the air but strong. You have to fight for the things that are important to you, Nahum, as you and your listeners well know. And these are the 2 weeks when we really try to fight to keep JM and the AM and WFMU healthy for one more year.
The other thing is you mentioned multiple transmitters and sites. I hope everybody out there realizes that we're speaking from our flagship, from 91.1 FM, which dominates, obviously, the New York and New Jersey area.
Right.
But in addition to that, we have a radio station with a great signal in the Catskill region at 90.1 FM.
That's right, WMFU in Orange County, New York, near Mount Hope, New York.
And not just during the summer, but obviously during the summer for our community, it's important. But even throughout the entire year, we have listeners up there who we are asking to please step up, give an extra contribution. We have a separate signal just for you in that region of the state. So please contribute. And also, as you know, we have a tremendous following in Rockland County, and we have 91.9 FM in Rockland County, and plenty of listeners who listen there and then may switch at some point during the day, during the morning, depending on how they're traveling. If you're in Rockland County, if you're benefiting from 91.9, that was purchased and set up exclusively for you. So please.
And we are still paying that off. Yeah, we purchased that permit from another broadcast engineer, and he financed it to us. But we are still making fairly massive monthly payments just to pay off the purchase of 91.9 FM. Each one of those sites, 91.1, 90.1, and 91.9, each one of those sites has rent for the transmitter site, has a monthly cost for us getting our signal to it, and has, of course, maintenance and electricity and all sorts of other incidental costs, as well as having to pay people to go to those three sites to maintain the transmitter and just keep it operating.
It is such a huge operation. It's unbelievable we've gotten to this point. It's incredible how you've led us to this point, but there is so much to be done. There are so many things that need to be paid for, as we just outlined, whether it be construction, maintenance. Obviously, when I say construction, I mean this building, maintenance of the different sites. And then we can get into details, which we're not going to right now, about so many other things, really thousands of items that have to be financed. And the only way we do this is through our amazing listener support. So please, if you've considered a donation at any point during this morning, increase the amount before you call and let us know how much you're giving and support us to the greatest degree you can. 1-800-989-9368. At some point today, you're in front of your computer and you want to study the different items we're giving away. If you want to just consider what we've been doing for 33 years of this radio show and what we've been providing for the community, then sit there at your computer and think that all through and then come up with a great number and send it into us, jmnam.org/pledge. I'm assuming that that can be paid on the spot on the computer, right?
Yes, it can.
That we are set up like we have been in the past in that regard.
Yes.
So jmnam.org/pledge or jmnam.org/marathon, either one. Go there, help us make this a successful fundraising marathon. It must be, I remember someone once said to me that when you exceed a certain amount of time in radio, you've established yourself. 33 years.
Like old buildings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
33.
And politicians.
Thanks.
All you have to do is last and not die. That's to become respectable. Oh no, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Well, my point was to ask you that if it's a certain number of years where somebody, you know, has established themselves in this industry, what is it about 33 years where JMNAM already exists for this amount of time, for all these generations, where it's so meaningful to so many people in the community? How can we be anything but supported? How can we be anything but encouraged by our listeners to keep going after all these accomplishments? So I'm hoping.
Absolutely.
I'm hoping that people look back at these 33 years and understand how bright our future is and how worthwhile a cause this is to support. That's what I'm hoping.
I'm hoping the same thing. This is the first year that we're seeing second generation DJs. Wow. Coming to WFMU, including your own Binyamin.
That's right.
It's really, really exciting.
Got a lot of comments about Binyamin Siegel over the last couple of weeks as I've been heading to some public events about how calm he is on the air.
He is very popular with the freeform DJs who play all the hippie noise after 9 a.m.
You're serious?
Yes. Lots of fans say that he's playing the kind of modern Jewish music that they wish people heard more of on WFMU.
Interesting. I'm glad you brought this up. Be some dinner conversation tonight. So, yes, second generation. We've seen many in the second generation. And now I hope we have a lot of second generation donors as well who are willing to step up and support us. Please, please, please. We need your help. You know, we mentioned, I don't even know if I had informed you off the air, and I hate to do it in this way, but you probably already have heard, as you've heard the show this morning, our dear friend Mr. Deer passed away.
Yes.
You remember him. You remember
course,
him being here
course,
on a daily
yeah.
basis.
And it really does change the marathon to not have him here this morning.
It certainly does. And there are people out there who remember him and who had encounters with him. A wonderful way to honor his memory by calling in a donation to the JMAM Marathon. And there are so many other people who remember those who were fond of this radio program. Now they themselves are fond of it. They themselves are tuned in on a regular basis as they commute to work. And as they become upstanding members of the community, they should all call now and pledge at 1-800-989-9368. JMAM.org. /pledge. Did you hear the donation that went from 1,800 to 3,300?
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
Yes, it is.
That is the way to do it.
Congratulations on getting your first 3,300.
I appreciate that.
May you get another nine.
Nine? I'm thinking another 90, frankly.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to stop at nine this year. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Nakam.
State of the station, we're as strong as ever, thank God. That sums it up. In five words, the state of the station. Strong as ever, thank God. Those are the five words that I came away with from this annual conversation where Ken Friedman explains why we are in need of funds and what those funds are used for at this great radio station. Please help us keep going. 1-800-989-9368. JMandtheAM.org. 1-800-989-9368. JMandtheAM.org.